Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Saturday, March 1st, 2014. We have a wonderful show prepared for you this evening, which includes a trip to Creation Lightship later on in the show. So welcome, everyone, and we have that to look forward to, as well as other wonderful information and healings from Ron. Ron has been coming on and starting the show by clearing us all before he activates the picture of the light being. So while we're before he comes on, you can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and click on the picture of the beautiful light being, enlarge it, and then when he comes on, he'll energize that for all of us with peace energy that we can enjoy throughout the show. And Ron, I believe just last night you cleared us all for stress and anxiety and that sort of thing, and we have another request for a clearing from stress from a listener, so perhaps we could do the same thing tonight. And hello, and welcome to the show.
Hey, so here we go, everybody. Stress. So think of a stressful situation. Somebody dumps stress on you, a basket full of stress, and or you became stressed. So here we go. It's interesting, as we do these clearings, what you're dealing with is stuff that's stored inside of you. I don't know if you all understand that or not, but when you're in peace, nothing bothers you. And when you're not in peace, and you're on the timelines dealing with the cause and effect energy, then what happens to you when somebody brings forth a situation or words or whatever, seeing something physically, that activates your past DNA to that situation, and depending how you responded to it in the past and how many times this occurrence has happened, and normally it'll get stronger each time, then that's why you become stressful. Not because they gave you something and you bit into it like, you know, a dog getting a bone and you really want to get everything out of it. No. It only got activated in you because it's kind of lurking inside of you, and it rang the bell, and it came forward. That's kind of the way it works. And so if you're wondering why certain events bother you and other ones don't, the ones that you've already cleared out of you, it's not going to bother you. You're like, been there, done that. Okay, I see it. And, you know, walk away, Renee. But the other ones are going to grab onto you depending on how much emotions had in the past for a particular thing. And the more you've been involved with something, the stronger it's going to be for you. So here we go. Think of a stress situation. So releasing this now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do it again in case you have to go a little bit deeper. You bring up the second stress. First one should be gone. So look at your second one now that you're dealing with. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to energize the light being, bring some peace into your room and also into you. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to do so. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And as I woke up this morning, I was dealing with radiation poisoning, working in the underground on timelines, and I got an email stating something about, in Japan, you know, the radioactive place that caused all these problems had a leakage in water or something. You know, Fukushima, I believe, is what the town is there. So I was probably dealing with that. I was actually, I'm getting rid of the praying mantis energies that are moving the timelines all over the place. So they're changing timelines maybe every minute on people, which also, oddly enough, is probably the reason why, you know, we put up the holographic, timeline clearing so you can become more in the now. But they're changing the timeline. I think most of the energies down there in the underground, these praying mantis energies, are probably terminated. But this morning I woke up and I knew about radiation. very possibly we're getting rid of the radiation that was being brought forward by the radioactive waste going into the ocean. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, and we'll see what's coming up here.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And as always, we thank you for all that work you're doing underground and battling the ETs and trying to help us and protect us. It's disturbing to have to know all of it, but we do so appreciate all that you do for us. So thank you. I'm just going to look at the fast chat quickly, Ron, before we get going. I completed my whole life emotional clearing, a listener is saying. Oops, hold on. It just went off on me. And they're wondering, how long have I been here on Earth? Is there any way to tell an individual that, Ron? Or can you talk about how long we've all been here?
I don't normally do this because I can get 100 people asking me, but just for the one person, I get about 47,000 years.
Wow.
Unfortunate. It should only be, you know, less than 2,000. But anyway, kind of going a little different here. Tonight, or today, is the first. So we got 3-1 today, and so we're going to have our birthday party on the lightship. So think of what type of dessert you'd like to have. And when we go, they will, the food court room. If you're a brand new listener, we do this once a month for people born in the month, and we all celebrate the birthday. And everybody else benefits by having delicious dessert. So, anyway, we'll be going to the lightship near the end of the program here. So, I guess we're going to do something about self-empowerment. Is that correct, Dan?
Yes. I wanted to. It was interesting because we had a lovely guest on last night, and you did talk a lot about self-empowerment and timelines and the billboard update that you can do, and it was such a wonderful show. So, and then today I had an email from someone saying, can you do some self-empowerment samples because I'm looking to change careers? Well, I recommend you listen to the whole hour last night, but I'll just review quickly because I was so fascinated. Also, Ron, you just gave us so much wonderful information. And again, thank you, Maud, for pulling all of that great info out of Ron for us. But you said basically that to run timeline crashes to get rid of what you do not want in your life and use the billboard clearing to put in things that you do want. You also said to try to manifest when you're working with the billboard 1 week ahead, not try to, you know, change your whole life or years or a year even ahead. And most importantly, you have to really own the energy of what you want, become that reality of what you want. So you have to really want it. So I guess you can't just randomly walk around and go, oh, I wish I owned a house like that. You have to really put your heart literally into it.
Yeah,
so,
and that's a good thing. And the reason why you don't have that house is you're not owning that house, okay? You're owning the one that you live in now or wherever you're living, an apartment or something. And that's what resonates to you, and your energy will only go into what you can accept. So that's how you need to look at the clearing. So the self-empowerment one, like a Band-Aid to get you jump-started, sort of move out of where you are as you have all these issues. We have 38 clearings on the self-empowerment clearing. I think it's $50, if I'm not mistaken, and it's, I don't know if it's 6 weeks long or 3 months, but it's a long time for the clearing, so you can go over and over again to feel yourself stuck a little bit, but it's there to help you move out of your current situation, and along with that, you probably want to use the psychic billboard. And there's also an entry box in case we didn't find one that is your pet peeve, you know, one that's around your neck. You can always enter something So do you want to read those off?
Yes. I thought that would be very interesting. And then we could take, I think you said four, Ron, requests from people if they want to put it in the fast chat. Ron will do a sample. But I will read the different emotions that are on the self-empowerment healing. That, and I wanted to add also that, first of all, it's for 6 weeks, Ron. It's $50. But you can upgrade it now to be a whole life clearing for another $50. And boy, that's worth it, and you know, very generous of you, Ron, to make the healing that available to everyone.
So that way, again, if you need to, after that 6 weeks, that's what it's on there for. Because some people may find their particular issue, and then they work through this, and they get, you know, what they are looking for. Now they want to move to something else, and they go, gee, maybe I have more energy stuck inside of me, not allowing me to take my next step. Then you can go back into it over again. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you. And what I recommend doing is one of two things. Either just go through the whole list, because everything, you know, you're likely to maybe right today you don't feel put upon. But I bet in your past there have been times when you felt put upon. So you could either go through them, and run each for, let me see what it defaults to in the time. It defaults to an hour. So do each one for an hour, or first to get very powerfully in your body, in your heart center, know that you're feeling the peace of having your spirit with you, and then just very slowly, you know, read down the list until one sort of, you know, in whatever way your spirit communicates to you, lights up for you, and then really work on that one, because you should know. You'll know that the one or two that are really important for you. And it's wonderful. So let me read them. I'll go through, you know, maybe 10 of them, and then see if anyone from that list, if we have some requests on the fast chat. The very first one is stuck/paralyzed. And I guess if you're feeling stuck and paralyzed, that's going to be the first one you'll want to do. Number two is unworthy. Boy, that's a great one for anyone religion wounded. Being victimized. Depressed. That could be a very big one. Abused. Disempowered. They're really all about being disempowered, but you might have actually had a situation where somebody has their thumb over you and doesn't let you do things you want to do. Shame, that's a big one. Unable to make personal connections. Now I'm going to go over. I know there's a little bit of a delay on our show, Ron, so I'm not seeing any requests yet, so I'll keep going through and reading our list until our listeners have caught up with the show. Okay. Unable to make personal connections. Stressed. Thank you again for clearing stress for us earlier, Ron. Overwhelmed. That's a big one for a lot of people. Overworked. Betrayed. That can really hurt. Being used. Number 14 is unwanted. Disappointment. Put upon, as I mentioned earlier. Pushed. Unloved. Now, it's interesting that we had a listener wanting to change careers, so you don't really think of something like feeling unloved as affecting your career, but it might be, right, Ron? Because
yep.
Something can affect your whole life in all areas of your life. Same with family rejection. You might say, oh, well, I don't work with my family, so the fact that my family doesn't speak to me shouldn't matter. But if it does, if it's a charge for you, then you need to clear that one. Emotionally drained is number 20. Now I'm going to see if we have any Okay, we're not getting requests yet. Okay, I'm sure that we will. Emotionally drained. And we should be avoiding emotions. So to let one really drain you, you know, you've really gone off the rails there because you're somehow not heart-centered in your head. Fear of failure, anger, broken heart, resistance to change. Number 25 is unable to break through barriers. 26 is pressured. 27, not focused. Self-doubt, self-sabotage. Okay, we have our first request. Ron, oh, someone said the first one. Let me make sure. Okay. The first one we have requests for, Ron, stuck and paralyzed. Could you give us a sample of that?
Okay, everybody. So think of in your past when you were stuck and paralyzed, the energy is still with you, even though it may not be recycling now or even, you know, maybe in the last few years, but it's still there. So think of an issue. Here we go. Facing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Feel better. I still feel energy there from people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Well, that was clearing. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I think that clearing probably is for maybe something overpowering you with energy, so you're not really moving. That could also be dealing with fear. You may look at that too. After you do this, if you do these at all, if you do this one and you still feel a little stuck, you might want to look at fear because maybe whole life, you know, needs a fear clearing. So that's just an idea there. Everything kind of maybe only stems to about a half a dozen or so whole lifetime clearings, but there's different tangents on them. So back to you, Ann. I'll have you on the list some more.
Right. I'll keep going on the list. We have another request, but I'll keep reading a few more. I think I said not focused. Then self-doubt, self-sabotage. That's a tricky one. Frustration. That might be very close to depression, I think. Too naive. Complacent. Discouraged. Worry about the future. Pretty much the same as fear. Egotistical. Fear of success. Desperation, and the last one, not in harmony with spirit. And then, of course, there's other. If none of those previous 38 have struck a chord, which is very unlikely, I would certainly do all of those if you're going to do it. But then you can put in under other issues. So our next request, Ron, in fact, two people requested it, is for clearing unworthy.
Okay, so think of when you are unworthy. We'll clear that energy. Remember, you need to think of it so I can clear that that page out of your book of unworthiness. Remember, that's going to be the strongest energy is what you're going to be, you know, looking at, focusing on first. It's sort of like I believe people talk about, like if you're in the hospital after a car accident, what will happen is your first pain, that's the strongest pain, will come up, body somewhere. And then once that starts to heal, then all of a sudden, next one comes up. So that's kind of the way these energies work. So the strongest energy is what you're going to be feeling first. And then from there, it'll go to the next one after that. So well, here we go. Releasing the energy. Think of a situation. So I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone is asking for unable to break through barriers.
Okay. Oh, let's see here. That one could go even a little differently, okay? Maybe the barrier that you're trying to break through, if you look at this as trying to accomplish something, and the barrier's there, or you're going into an energy, a situation that you know nothing about, that could also sort of be like this here. And you could be looking at a past life where you don't want to do something, so you're unable to move forward in an uncharted territory. So it could be like a soldier in battle having to move forward. And they moved forward and they got shot. Maybe they didn't die, but they got shot. And so they're moving into an area of the unknown. And maybe you don't want to do that now, you know? Maybe you feel safe where you are. And you're maybe consciously thinking, you know, with your body energy that you don't want to get shot. So that could be another situation. But here we go. I'll clear this here. Just trying to give another example. Because it may not be in this lifetime that your problems exist, okay? Here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Picking up that somebody out there feeling knee energy. So maybe somebody now has a knee hurting because of a situation from the past. So I'm going to do a clearing for people's knees. So left knee. Taking away the energy. So that's gone. And right knee, and that's gone. Okay. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you so much. We have a couple of other requests. Oh, boy. They went, okay, big. How about rejected by family?
Okay. Here we go. So if that concerns you, 1, 2, 3. Oh, man, another yawn. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, but interesting doing these clearings, because when I'm hearing you talk about this, and all I'm just seeing is hearing the words. It's so kind of resonating with this stuff, and I got to think of examples of what I've seen going on, you know, to bring forth something. But for me, it just all runs through me, so I don't really have any of these things. I guess I'm lucky from that, and it's just a bunch of words, and then I have to put the words, you know, into a situation. So as I look at it, like your family not wanting you or judging you, big deal, you know. There shouldn't be really any charge on that unless you got abused by it or something. So I don't know if we have a family abuse clearing on there, but that might be one that the person may want to add in there. Because you are being abused if you're being rejected. So anyway, back to you.
Right, and I think, let me see if I left this open. I think abuse is on there.
That's good.
So you could, or you could just do the other, you know, and write in if that's going on, you know, with your family. Yeah, it exactly. It shouldn't have to be a charge. Okay, here's, we have two more requests, Ron. We have one, but it was someone made two. So someone asked for unwanted.
Okay. Well, that could be all different directions.
Mm-hmm.
It could be an entity child. So you may feel unwanted from that because your parents really didn't want you from birth. That could be one thing. Maybe you have all the traumas from maybe your mother as she's carrying you throughout the pregnancy of, is her husband going to be able to provide for her when she's carrying you? Maybe he'll see you and not like the way you look, possibly. And from there, he takes off. So I think there'd be a lot of stress for women who are carrying a child, just from that. So and unwanted, that could be, other things too, that maybe you were adopted. You had that guilt of being unwanted, not knowing why your parents gave you up. Something like that too. So here we go. Or maybe you have just to be unwanted. Maybe you broke up with somebody and feel unwanted now because they didn't like you. Maybe you put all of your emotions in one basket thinking the person would save you. And now all of a sudden they rejected you. Now you feel really unwanted. That could probably even go into depression. Here we go. Unwanted. So releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That one goes pretty deep with some people, feels like maybe more of a pattern, a situation. We do have the seven generational clearing go deeper for you, and that goes back, quite a long ways. You are dealing with this situation. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, and yes, thank you so much. And it's someone said on there that their knees have been hurting them, and they felt pain release. So thank you for that specific listener. And I'm sure anyone else who is feeling any knee pain appreciates it as well. And one final self-empowerment, Ron, which is also kind of a broad one, fear of the future.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You don't want to go out more than probably a week into the future. You may go further if you want, but the energy is probably going to fizzle out on you, and you may get erroneous thoughts and erroneous holograms as they give you that holographic image on the timelines, thinking that you're getting some horsepower and doing something out there in the future. So, always try to stay in the now or very close to the now because that's where you need to really be. Focus into the now. If you're too far out, then anything could happen. And then you're just giving the aliens a way to attach to you and to cord you and to take you into other holograms and go tangent, and you could be really in a mess and visualize what you want to have happen. So here we go. We're going to do a clearing. We're going too far out, we'll say. That what it's about, Anne, basically?
Well, yeah, fear of the future. You shouldn't have that if you're in the moment and heart-centered and on the CLS now timeline of light. So
if you're in fear of the future, that means that you're reading into the future and it's bringing you fear. Okay? So that means that you're looking too far out, and that really shouldn't be needed. But here we go. So one, clearing this for you. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay? So I turned on the computer today, and I have Yahoo as my home screen, and they run through different scenarios of people's reactions to things and I guess the current news, and they had a picture of it could have been a BMW or something, water in Southern California, maybe halfway up, the wheels or something. So right away, when people see that, they're going to think about how awful it is. So right away, they're bringing into the situation of the flooding that's going on more timelines to create that. So just their thoughts by watching that, thinking how bad it is, they're bringing in more timelines for more rain, and more devastation, because that's where they're focusing their attention on. That's kind of what happens. Remember, the aliens only want to get energy out of you and off of you as much as they can, so they'll bring forth situations. So the news is probably great for helping out the aliens to do this. And that's the sad thing, is that people look at that, and then they may go back into their history of watching TV and seeing floods, whatever else is going on. And I'm sure, like, the Weather Channel will bring you that situation anyway. I don't watch it that often, but if I do turn it on, you kind of see what the weather is going to be like. They always have something that is harmful and causing people pain and suffering on there. And you have, you know, moons of people probably watching that, and they're bringing in those energies. May not be here on this planet, but it could be out there in the beyond. And it could also manifest here because they're actually showing the event. So back to you, Ann. Just thought I'd give you a little heads up on that. Oh, it's best not to really watch and listen to a lot of stuff because you end up drawing that energy here. Oh, that's, you know, remember, you work on mass mind. So when you get a bunch of people thinking the same thought, which would be, oh, man, this thing is awful, then what are you doing? You're bringing in that awful timeline, and that for you would be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Right, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And before we move on from the self-empowerment clearing, I wanted to just share with people who perhaps haven't looked at it or done this yet that it starts out with all of those 38 emotions I read off, and then you can also add to that. But then there's a second box, what is causing my situation. And I thought it'd be interesting to read this list, Ron, and perhaps you could, do a sample of a couple of these for us to just clear one thing. The first one is my negative thoughts. And it's interesting how many of your healings just dovetail so nicely together, Ron, to, you know, reinforce each other. That could be mind looping, could be cleared by the mental body clearing. So my negative thoughts, people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien mind control, spells, curses, hexes, then websites, which is a great one, organizations, which may or may not be different from each other, and then, of course, you can just put in unknown. So I'm curious, Ron, about mind programs and alien mind control. Are they actually two different things, or is that the same thing?
A program could be brought to you or activated in you from the past. And the alien mind control could be something that they're doing to you to bring that forward, or even bringing forth a new situation in your life. So they're slightly different. One could be, we could just say, from the past, what you have stored inside of you that you know nothing about, but it's coming up. And the other one is what they're doing to maybe activate that or bring in a new program for you to physically, deal with. What I can tell you that is happening, kind of going a little sideways here, now, you know, at first we started noticing, and we mentioned this, a lot of redhead people. And when I went to school, you know, a few years back, I to see a person with red hair, and they normally had freckles, okay? Typically, I'm going back to when I went to school, you know, grade school, we'll say. Normally, you didn't really have a person in your school, at least myself, I never had that. So there might only be like three or four people in your whole school class, say in elementary school, that were redheads. I'm sure maybe there's people listening where there's maybe a lot of Irish people, and they were probably redheads. But for where I was, they didn't exist. So they all looked a little strange because they had a different color hair. Well, recently, the last few years, all of a sudden, they've been bringing in redheads out of nowhere. Wow, look at all these redhead people, you know, and they weren't in the same towns that you'd visit normally. Now what we're seeing is it started off with teenagers with long dreadlocks, okay? All of a sudden, they're showing up now. And now I'm seeing people with long hair. Long hair, to me, is hair that probably goes at least halfway down your back or further. So from my experience, since I live in an area where there are North American Indians around, a lot of those North American Indians probably do not cut their hair, especially the men. They do have long hair, and that's you know, normal. But to see a white person, we'll say, Caucasian, with long hair, it takes a long time to grow that hair long, you know? So all of a sudden now they're showing up. And then now you're seeing ponytails. So I haven't seen ponytails for a long time. I'll probably, you know, for myself looking at things, maybe 20 years. You might know that. Maybe you wear ponytails, but you all know what I'm talking about. That kind of went out. And now they're coming in. So are they using, where do they get that long hair? I'm sure that they could probably buy hair, you know, and stick it on them, you know, making it look like it's their own hair. But, you know, aside from that, you need long hair to make ponytails. And so now I'm seeing that coming in. So what I'm saying is that the aliens are now bringing forth these people, probably more like clones, we'll say, but I can't guarantee that. But they're bringing and dropping them in now with, you know, something that they want to show other people what it's like to, you know, maybe they're just showing another alien race. Oh, yeah, we're going to updo you here. We're going to bring in ponytails, you know, this month so you can see what we can do, you know. Anyway, back to you, Ann. We'll just see if anybody has seen long hair now. You know, I'm talking about hair that's probably, you know, 2-3 foot in length, okay? Not shoulder width, but much longer, okay? And then you have the ponytail. So we'll just see if anybody else has recognized or seen that. Anyway, back to you, Ann. Looks like we should probably go to the light chip, Charlie, but we'll cover maybe another question or a clarion here before we do that.
Okay. I wanted to just keep going, if I could, down the list of the things. Oh, I guess I did. I read the list of things we can use to help us clear out the different self-empowerment issues that we need. So websites is an interesting one, Ron, and I was wondering if everyone thought of a website that perhaps they might be negatively affected by. It could be anything from a religion to a cult to a weather channel or a weather website that might have been upsetting. Could you do a quick sample of that clearing for us?
So everybody just needs to think of something that they saw. And here we go. Releasing that energy from you. One, two, oh, that's pretty negative. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Well, it's about 20 before the hour. And, I meant to say Ron will accept some requests, maybe 4 or 5 requests for different rooms that we can visit on the lightship. So we'll get, I'll check on that. Someone has brought up a few times tonight on the fast chat, Ron, witches and witches that attack other people. I don't know, is there a way you could do a sample healing if anyone has had any contact with a witch that's maybe putting a curse or a spell on them?
Tonight, no.
Okay.
I choose not to do that. You could go on the website yourself and go in and do the, if it's a known person that you know, then you'd want to go on a dark side practitioner. If it's unknown to you, then it's the curses, hexes, spell clearing. Oh, here we go. Let's go to the light chip, everybody. This only works live for the people listening. If you're listening to an archive, feel peace energy. Bring up our animal, pets, plants, garden, flowers, if you wish. Here we go. We're going to go up and think of one particular healing, a clearing that you'd like to have, and it's normally related to your body, a physical condition. Oh, here we go. I'll count to 5 as we go up. You're going to feel yourself become completely out of time. Everything around you will not be courting or connecting to you. So like you're in like your own little bubble. Okay, so here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room that has the clean energies first. So this energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to go into a room that has the hot tubs. Matter for most of my calls that we have, we go into the hot tub rooms. And this is for body detox. So here we go. We're in a silver gel. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Going for the birthdays in probably about 5 minutes here. Let's go into the room that has, let's go to where they have goats. So we're going to go into the goat room. So, goats coming your way. Rest your healing. Stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. And we have green mud here as a request. So that's in the hot tub room also. And they're putting green mud on you, and you're also being immersed in green mud. So your skin changing. Energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got newts and tadpoles. That's going to be very very gentle, very sweet room. They're all very good, but here you go. And these are small little beings here. I'm crawling on you, taking away some of your stuff. Oh, here we go. Remember, these are light beings that choose to have a physical body to help us out. So this is all coming to us. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Going from small to large here. We'll bring in the elephants. Oh, here we go. Stronger. Request your healing. Stronger. 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 Stronger and stronger. I think it's time to have some dessert. Let's go up to the room that has the food court, where all the light beings eat. If they do eat food, some just have energy. Some don't eat at all. And since we're there, we're going to have dessert. Our birthday room, here we go. So we're in there now, and like a food court, the shopping mall, and just look around. You can get your cake and ice cream and dessert, and I go for the cinnamon chocolate cake with the ice cream and the hot fuzz and the drizzle and the nuts and the whipped cream and maybe some strawberries of the size of a pencil eraser. Oh, and you can get seconds if you wish. So having it now, going into your mouth, and it's in your mouth right now. I feel your saliva changing. We can go in and get some juice if we wish. There's other locations there. Have fun enjoying what you wish to have there. You can get seconds if you wish. Life beings now are going to be coming to the people that are born in this month. Happy birthday, and we're all joining in. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So happy birthday, everybody. Let's go into another location. Oh, we can go into the room where they have the energized plates. A lot of people like that. These are golden plates. Put your hand on them, and you get energized. It'll give you what you need at this present moment, since the light only works in the moment, what you need right now for nutrients. So we're going into this location. Put in your hands, one hand on each plate, and you might feel your body kind of buzzing. Now we're going into the next room where they're going to be energizing you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Answer on other plates, and you're feeling your body change. Okay. Next we're going to a room in the light ship here. And a little more warmed up. I know it's kind of cold back east. I thought I saw 9 degrees, I believe. That kind of was frightening to me. I mean, anyway. Not that I'm in judgment here, but here we go. So if you are in the cold areas, and get warmed up, we'll see if we can help you out here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Hopefully your body's a little bit warmer for you. And we're going to go into the room that has the little fawns. Ears, fawns. So here we go. They're coming to you. And you must request your one particular healing. But always sees you perfect. So you have to complain, judge yourself to have some effect take place. So here we go. Under here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Quest for the bird room. So here comes the birdies. And you may want large ones or small ones. It's your choice. Even little hummingbirds are available. Have some large parrots, maybe. So here we go. View, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into another room, and this is the centrifuge room. And we talked about fear kind of earlier, so we'll just pick on an issue of fear. Get it removed from you. Think of an issue or two. Room is spinning. It's a silver room. And if you're able to see sense energies, it will leave you like a little cloud going to the walls of this room that's spinning. Here we go. The room is spinning now to help you out. From you may be some type of fear energies that could be holding you back from all of what you wish to manifest. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? So we'll go into one more room. We'll go into the waterfall room. This is where they have a silver waterfall energy. So here we go. Coming down around you, through you, body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Back from the light ship now, so I'm going to be back into time, and I'll count from probably 5 to 1. Back with you, your pets and animals and ants, etc. So here we go, coming back down, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Back here now. I'm going to see how your body feels. Take note of it. We'll turn it back over to Ann. So, are you out there, Ann?
I am. I'm very peaceful and relaxed, but I'm still here. And the person that requested the warm room says, so neat, I can feel the warmth. So, we're happy to hear that, and happy, happy birthday to everyone whose birthday is in March, and we all enjoyed having a little birthday party with you. Someone said they saw green parrots in the trees. I think they're saying that, or did they? Maybe they're making a request, but we're back now from the light ship. Yes, someone says, love the golden plates, and I really felt that very strongly too, Ron. I just put my hand out, and it felt like they were spinning. It's really interesting and fun thing. Okay, we could probably devote a whole show to this. But someone had a question about the soul family clearing, and it's one that I really love, and we do have a little more time. So the specific question was, can you explain the 6 steps to the soul family clearing? And I have it here. Is it okay to talk about that for a bit, Ron?
I'm glad you have the 6 steps.
Yeah, I do. It's a good one. So number one says soul family clearing. Now, this, it defaults to 60 minutes, but you can, you know, do it for as long as you want. So the way I look at that is because it has soul family clearing, and then it says current soul family lifetime clearing. So that means this lifetime, whatever's going on. So the first one, I guess, is just general. And I feel that first step is going to hit on whatever it is you most need to get rid of. And then it goes through being more specific, current, past lifetime, future lifetime. Would you say that's accurate, Ron?
I would say pretty much so, yes.
So,
and you want to look at a condition typically when you're doing it of how you're being affected by people around you that are programming you or steering you, moving you in a certain direction that you may not want to do or go there, okay? Remember, you should have free choice, free will. No family sort of like puts you on the conveyor belt somewhere and don't understand what's happening to you, you may end up in an awful situation with something. Because normally they're there to, with the New Age movement, we'll just say your soul family is there to help you move through your lessons, okay? And so that's why they're there. But make your, I'm kind of joking here, but make your spirit know more. You know, it's like spirit is here to learn. Not true, it's out of here. But it's trying to get out of here, but it can't. And it's what it has known about life has probably been taken out of it through all these incarnations. So it's pretty disempowered. But as you start regaining more of yourself and getting rid of the judgments that you put into your spirit as you grow older, then once you start unwinding, your spirit can become more empowered. But yeah, that the people around you can cause you all your situations of life. Normally the ones around you that are your dearest friends or work with from your soul family, having you do things that you really don't want to do, but they're forcing you to do it because just the way life is here. Back to you, Ann.
Yes, thank you, Ron. And I feel that, wow, this I really love this healing. And I had quite a few people drop from my life, a lot of situations drop away from my life, and also the relationships that I have and that I kept feel much purer and freer, so that there's still a connection, but it doesn't seem like courting or control or neediness or dependence or any of those things. So hopefully those predisposed things that we were being led into by dark side agendas and so-called fate are gone from my life.
Let's do some help for people. So our show's ending probably in a minute or two. Everybody get a glass of water. What we'll do is bring forth the energy to give you a peaceful, restful sleep tonight. Oh, a glass of water. What if, one swallow is fine. Here we go. Don't have it quite yet. This will work as soon as you put it in your hand and fill your water glass up. For peaceful sleeping tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So we could probably just do one announcement, I guess. I'll do that. Be in New York at the Pennsylvania Hotel, directly across from the exit of Penn Station there. And there on the, I got to get my calendar, I think it's the 21st, I believe.
It is. It's the 21st through the 23rd of March, Ron.
You're there with
in New York City.
Having a lot of fun with people. Hopefully you can all come. So after that will be San Francisco, just south of the San Francisco airport, about 10 miles, San Mateo. And that'll be the end week of April. Blessings, everybody. Enjoy your wonderful water.
Yes, thanks all. And our next BBS radio show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And look forward to hearing you all on the air then with Elizabeth. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, see you later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.